And again, Karen Hibbard with us today, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Vice President. And I know we're talking about all kinds of fun things that have been going on during this holiday season. And of course, New Year's Eve is not that far away.
Kathy, it's just a couple of weeks and we'll be turning the calendar and we'll be welcoming in 2018. And Kathy, you have just really, congratulations to you as I stepped in. Lots of exciting things for 2018. But let's talk about New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And what New Year's Eve is going to be. New Year's Eve, as we've talked a little bit about the Festival of Lights, what I get really excited about is the Festival of Lights begins on that Friday after Thanksgiving, where we bring in the and ring in the holiday season, but we end the celebration with the Little Apple New Year's Eve ball drop. And that has been a tradition that has been going on for quite some time with the celebration. And again, you know, that started with the comparison of Manhattan, the Little Apple, and the celebration in Times Square, and it's Manhattan's own rendition of that. I think that the community will be pleasantly surprised. There's going to be a little bit of a new sparkle in the air for the Little Apple New Year's ball drop this year. So stay tuned. We can share with you a little bit more about that later. But I wanted to share with you there are three different options of activities that you can take place and participate in. On New Year's Eve, the venue at 1115 in Aggieville will be having a New Year's Eve party celebration beginning at 8 o'clock. Those tickets are $35 for VIP, and which would allow you to have appetizers and VIP seating and some party favors. Or if you want to just go general admission so that you can participate in the dance, that's $20. So I'd encourage you to go ahead and secure your reservations for that now, because that's right in Aggieville. Possibly you might want to go to the Manhattan Art Center. They welcome in the new year at the Art Center as well, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Early bird, take advantage of getting that early bird ticket. You might want to go to get your ticket today and also participate in the Wrap It Up event that the MAC does so very well. You can do a little bit of Christmas shopping, get into your ability to ring in the new year, and then certainly we want you to be a part of the crowd that comes down to Aggieville to ring in the new year. There are a lot of great, just great memories that can be made in Manhattan, Kansas, year-round, but certainly this time when the lights are twinkling, I think it's a really fun time to be a part of Manhattan.
Most definitely. And I know as we were talking earlier, I mean, even currently with everything going on, Kansas Farm Bureau and different things that are happening, anything else we're kind of wanting to share with folks about different, I mean, what are you really seeing quite an uptick in folks in this area during the holiday season?
Yes, we are. And certainly, and I did not bring those numbers with me, but the sales tax were just released for November, and we were pleased that those were up. And so we anticipate that that trend will continue throughout the holiday season. Shop local, shop often, because there's no place like home, really. That's not a cliche, that there's no place like Manhattan, and certainly what a better way to support our local businesses than shopping local. And really, that's what helps make Manhattan unique and attractive. As we work with those conferences that come into town, those visitors that come in to participate in special events, we need our community to be strong, unique, and welcoming so that visitors want to continue to come back. It is wonderful as we work with many, many people from across the state. Consistently, what we hear is we've had a great time when we come to Manhattan. We feel welcomed when we come to Manhattan. The uniqueness of whether it is our shopping, our dining, just the beauty that here in the Flint Hills lends, it is something that calls people to come back time and time again.
Interestingly, and of course, having been out and about last evening, I ate at a local establishment.
Good.
Walked over to a local, you know, department store.
Good.
And you know, the thing, and I know Lyle Butler and I've sat in this very same studio with, of course, you know, about Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce president, talking about what online shopping has done to folks. But there's something about walking around a store. I got all kinds of ideas I don't think I would have otherwise. As you're walking around and seeing the physical things, you're going, oh, that's cool. I want that. Or
absolutely.
There's really something about getting, and there were a lot of people out and about doing the carriage rides. I saw the
yes.
people with the carriage rides last night downtown, kind of a festive feeling to that. So
yes.
there's just something about that experience of getting out and about.
Absolutely, there is. And again, I would encourage our locals, as you're listening to that, to us, to make sure you go on to our website, visitmanhattanks.org, and you can see what there is that you can do that can make a unique stay and unique holiday for you here in our community. It's a great community to be a part of.
Anything else at all you're wanting to add today?
Kathy, I need you to stay tuned with what's in store for 2018. We will be doing our end-of-the-year presentation to the City Commission on the 19th. At that point in time, I'd like to come back and give you some more current numbers of activities and how many conferences we've held. And unfortunately, so many of our numbers that we really need to be able to give that are truly reflective of the entire year of 2017 will not be available to us until January, but certainly I welcome that opportunity to come and share with our community what makes Manhattan tick, who all has been in our community throughout the year. And again, I want to congratulate our athletic department, Kansas State University, for a successful year. Whether it's football or basketball, those activities continue to bring visitors into our community that look forward to coming on and cheering on Kansas State Wildcats. And we'll have some fans that will be headed to Phoenix to go to the bowl game the day after Christmas. But there's something about coming home and seeing where the Cats play that is really, really special.
Very good. Again, we've had Karen Hibbard with us today, Vice President, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll take a break, and we have Dr. Jamie McAtee and also physical therapist Chad Joyce with the Orthopedic Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan joining us next. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.